Chapter number 4, rerun episodes. Have you ever seen the movie Back to the Future? I don't know about you, it's one of my favorite movie series. Well, in the first Back to the Future, the main character, Marty McFly, through a series of events, takes a time machine into the past. And in the past, he ends up in the same house where his mother grew up. Marty finds himself eventually sitting at a dinner table with his unknown family, including his mom, who happens to be around the same age as Marty. At the dinner table, she begins to express to Marty, non-verbally, that she had an attraction towards him. This is weird, right? So he begins having a conversation with his mother's baby brother, who was his future uncle, about a television show that just came on.
Our first television set. Dad just picked it up today. Do you have a television?
Well, yeah, you know, we have two of them.
Wow, you must be rich.
Oh, honey, he's teasing you. Nobody has two television sets.
Hey, I've seen this one. This is a classic. This is where Ralph dresses up as a man from space.
What do you mean you've seen this? It's brand new.
Yeah, well, I saw it on a rerun.
It's a rerun.
You'll find out.
You know, Marty, you look so familiar to me. Do I know your mother?
Yeah, I think maybe you do.
Marty found himself in a dilemma when he soon realized that his memory could not relate to theirs, because in their perspective, they were living out the moment for the first time, while he was replaying an experience he had once before. Now, a rerun episode is more than just seeing the same thing you've seen before, but it's actually you reliving the experience you had when you first or last saw it. You remember where you were, what you were doing, and who was with you. My friends, how many of us live in rerun episodes merely because we desire to relive moments or experiences that already happened? Some of us, our whole lives are a series of rerun episodes where we relive past experiences, past attitudes, past temptations, and we relive them to duplicate the feelings we had when we first experienced them. Now, for entertainment purposes, rerun episodes can be enjoyable or can be boring. But in life, rerun episodes are only an indication that something needs to change. Have you learned to identify your rerun episodes to be indicators that there are some things you need to change? How many relationships have you been in that model a similar pattern because it's hard to change what you're used to or change what you want, even though it's not what you need? All right, so let's approach this from a more practical standpoint. Let's say you're trying to lose weight, and then you see that $6 burger calling your name while you're eating a fruit salad with cashew nuts and berries. You find yourself being drawn to the $6 burger, not because it looks 10 times better than the fruit salad, but your mouth wants to relive the taste of a burger that satisfies more taste buds than the salad. And so now you're trying to discipline yourself to better manage your food intake while your body relies on memory to influence you to break your healthy diet. My friends, here lies the problem. There's a problem when your carnal desire tries to relive unhealthy experiences just to gratify an unsatisfied appetite. Wow. How many promises have you made to God that you would not replay a stupid choice only to do it all over again because you wanted to relive it one more time. I'm telling you, it can get you in trouble. It can destroy your life. It can cause you to make decisions that can harm your relationships. I believe it's the cause for many of the issues we face today, because this reoccurring appetite is compared to what the Bible calls a dog who returns back to its own vomit. They may not be pretty, but it temporarily satisfies a craving in you that causes sin to live healthy in your life. It's what I would diagnose as living under the shadow of a reoccurring rerun episode. Now, there are a couple of things to consider in dealing with rerun episodes. I love to watch reruns of Fresh Prince and Family Matters.
Did I do that?
Fresh Prince, when they were airing new episodes, came on every day at around 6 p.m. Family Matters was a part of the Thank God It's Friday lineup on ABC Channel 7. Now that both shows are no longer airing new episodes, the producers realized that the popularity didn't dwindle. People still love the shows. So they considered replaying the shows that people love to see. But here's the funny thing. ABC 7 was the only channel airing new episodes of Family Matters, while Channel 5 was airing new episodes of Fresh Prince. When both shows went off the air, other TV stations bought some of the rights to air the rerun episodes on their channels. So now I could watch Fresh Prince on Family Matters on the other channels that had the rights to the show. This means if I watched a certain channel at a certain time, I was liable to catch a rerun episode of a show I remember watching when it first aired. All right, so let's make this applicable. My friends, some rerun episodes in your life will always have a place of influence merely because you purchased the rights to relive them at certain times in your life. Think about it. When we're bored, we turn to this channel. When we're mad, we turn to that channel. When our flesh is on fire, we turn to that channel. We reserve the rerun episodes to play when we want to watch them. So I say to you, if you want to stop rerunning some episodes, then don't you think it's best not to turn to that channel when you feel the way you're feeling? Consider this. Reserved rerun episodes only have the power to influence you as long as you keep giving them ratings. So stop investing your time and energy in rerun episodes that will never give you a fresh outlook on the life that you're living. I'm sure you've heard the definition that insanity is to replay doing the same thing over and over and over, expecting it to give you different results. I'm telling you, it will never happen, because doing the same thing can only produce certain results. You keep planting apple seeds, it can only produce apple trees. You cannot expect to reap an orange tree planting apple seeds. Just like you cannot expect different results when doing the same thing. I found myself dealing with this issue while stationed in San Diego. Oftentimes, I drove by the porn shop, expecting myself not to replay the same past pattern, only to fail because I wanted to relive the experience I had before. See, it's one thing if you've never experienced something, or never lived an experience, or never watched an episode like the little boy in Back to the Future. But when you have seen, lived, or experienced something, it affects you differently than others. My friends, That's why it's necessary for you to recognize your habits and patterns so you don't relive moments that have the potential in driving you off of a cliff, spiritually speaking. Some of you may be thinking I'm taking this rerun thing too far, that a rerun episode is nothing more than a replay of an old show. It doesn't have any power over you, nor can it break you. It's only a show. Look, I hear you. For you, let me return to my original statement and relive my original thought. A rerun episode is more than just seeing the same thing you've seen before, but it's actually you reliving the experience you had when you first or last saw it. You remember where you were, what you were doing, and who was with you. Whenever you go through your memory bank, it's reliving an experience that already happened. You have to realize that life is not forced to produce anything new for you. It is your responsibility to know your patterns and recognize if you do not want to relive that negative experience, then it's best to realize something needs to change. Case in point, we find in the book of Judges a man by the name of Samson, who was given an incredible gift by God of superhuman strength. The Bible says when the Spirit of the Lord was upon Samson, he would be able to do things the average man could not do. What made him unique is also what made him attracted to women and a threat to those who opposed him. See, Samson had many enemies, but all were no match for his superhuman strength. But the fall of Samson came not at the hands of some new secret weapon, but at the issue of a rerun episode he could not and would not let go of. Samson had a passion for foreign women. And in his passion, he would allow his distractions to lead him to make decisions he later regretted. In Judges chapter 14, we find Samson falling in love with a Philistine woman. The woman Samson fell in love with happened to be a daughter from his enemy's camp. The Philistines, you have to understand, had major beef with the Israelites. And yet Samson would not allow this huge issue to be the determining factor in keeping him from the woman he loved. So now the story brings us to find that due to some unforeseen circumstances, including a riddle, his wife being coerced to sell out Samson and then be given to his best man, Samson found himself almost coming to his imminent destruction. Not learning his lesson, Samson replays a similar pattern in Judges 16. Bible says he falls in love with another foreign woman, but this one turned out to be a gold digger. She sells out Samson to the Philistines for some gold. Samson eventually hands over his commitment to God to a woman who represented the rerun episode that led to his demise. Now, with this crash course on the life of Samson, we can understand that rerun episodes have a significant impact on the lives of those who are led and driven by their own desires. And so it is necessary for you to understand, if it messed you up before, it's best not to walk down that road again. I once was taught that the devil doesn't have any new tricks. And I soon realized as I got older, he doesn't need any new tricks if you're still getting tricked by the first one. You see, if your aim is to mature to the place where you are not led by your flesh down the same road, then it is critical for you to recognize, first, where does that road lead to? And if it doesn't produce the results you need, then you can't go down there anymore. My friends, your way of thinking when faced with reruns should be, I've been there. I've done that. I got a t-shirt. Now I got to keep it pushing. I believe God has so much better in store for you. But you will never know it until you learn to let go of what was and what wasn't meant for you. So I say to you, please, just let it go.